There's never so much as a hint about what kind of actual work gets done at this office. It seems to function for no other reason than its own abstract existence. But there is a boss, a guy in charge, ostensibly, and as play director Stephen Nuns puts it, this guy shows up one day to some disturbing and disorienting news.
He finds out that this new language has been introduced into his office without him knowing about it. And the language is this fake language that's been created that supposedly makes office communication more precise. And it's nonsensical and it's insane. And so the story sort of follows him trying to take control of his agency back and the problems he has in doing that.
I am a humanist, and my belief in organizing and running this agency is that every employee is a human being who must become ever more human.
Actor Rich Espy has a constantly furrowed brow as the beleaguered office director Mr. Gross. With the arrival of this cryptic new official language, problems pile up fast for him.
And he is struggling to try to bring order and structure to this world in which there is absolutely no order whatsoever. He's being manipulated by his deputy, and she takes him on quite a ride through a really kind of frightening journey through self-discovery, where he discovers about himself that he is perhaps not the strong, backboned man he wishes he were.
You might call it a mob, but we call it the majority.
Sarah Gretchen wields her feminine wiles like weapons in her role as the opportunistic deputy director, Miss Ballas.
Well, Miss Ballas is a Southern belle, and she is working in this very bureaucratic office, and she's a ladder climber. She's just trying to make it all the way, and she doesn't care who she steps on to get there.
Miss Ballas has a constant sidekick, by the way, a mute, submissive yes man, played in classic silent movie fashion by actor Jack Sossman.
Found a lot of inspiration in Buster Keaton and Harpo Marx, who's a silent clown as well. Jackie Chan movies and Bruno and Borat, and trying to find movies where there's a lot of physical pantomime of a lower status character messing with an upper status character.
Oni fi kajbam, parde gul exajores vadit rohago, cabarazol, fabo tibi.
This verbal jumble is, in fact, the new official language being imposed upon the office. It's called PTDEPI. A team of freshly arrived bureaucrats is on site to oversee its implementation. One of them, the lasciviously grinning Dr. Kunch, is played by Nathan Fulton.
He's the licensed PTDEPIST, a doctor of PTDEPI, and one of the few people who knows PTDEPI. He works in the translation center with a couple of his colleagues who are out of control. And he's just there for the ride, I think. You know, as a master of this language, he has an advantage over everyone else, I would say.
There is, however, some semblance of an effort to teach the office staff this new language, a language heralded for its denotative precision.
One consequence of this precision, however, is that PTDEPI is exceptionally difficult. You have many months of intensive work in front of you, work that will be crowned with success only if you rely on dedicated effort, determination, discipline, talent, and memory. Above all, you must believe. No one has yet mastered PTDEPI without an unshakable belief in PTDEPI itself.
The office's PTDEPI instructor is played with outsized self-importance by Paul Diem.
He is the quintessential high school teacher who thinks he's a professor at Brown. He thinks he has all this information, that he is just the smartest, most important, and what he's telling you is changing the world. But in reality, he is teaching just the most silly and throwaway thing that in the course of the play, it really becomes throwaway and loses all of its importance entirely, because it is just bureaucratic nonsense, and it's completely unimportant, even in the world of this play, eventually.
The official PTDEPI classes are sparsely attended, but the instructor does have one diehard fan, actress Britt Olsen Ecker, bats her eyelashes and asks questions like,
"Can you tell us what the longest PTDEPI word is?"
"We bureaucrats may use PTDEPI all right, but we're not experts in the matter. We're simply not linguists."
Massat, the head of the translation center, is played by Richard Goldberg.
"The use and development of PTDEPI cannot be left to us alone. That would lead to spontaneous evolution."
Goldberg says his boisterous character seems to go into the office for one single-minded reason.
To partake in the four basic food groups of food, alcohol, cigarettes, and sex.
Add to the mix a ditzy secretary played by the hair-tossing Christina Solaji.
May I go and get some milk?
An idealistic secretary played by Anne Turiano.
I believe that if you don't back down, the truth must always win out.
And a conflict-avoidant chairperson played by Sophie Hinderberger.
Well, you're not alone. There's a peephole in the wall, and our official monitor watches us through it.
That official office monitor behind the peephole, in playwright Havel's script, he delivers his lines from offstage. But in the upcoming Single Carrot production, he'll be perched in a compartment above a circular stage that rotates, seeing and hearing all. He's played by actor Tom Byrne with subtle menace. Byrne describes his character as pretty despicable.
The typical office snitch, the one person we all hate the most in the office.
Havel's play is a farce, but as director Stephen Nunes points out, there's a wincingly bitter edge to the humor.
It's kind of a dark play. It's kind of a depressing play. And to reset it now into our contemporary world is a dark thing to do, I think. And my wife came to see a run-through of it recently, and she said, this is a depressing play. And I was like, no, it's really funny. And she said, no, but where it ends you is in a really, you know, she's like, it makes you think about, you know, change for the sake of change. We all wanted change 6 years ago or whatever. And now you realize, like, well, what was the change? Is there change? Is it, you know, because one of the themes of this play is that, you know, they keep making these changes and they just don't do anything. They're just on this hamster wheel or something like that, you know.
Václav Havel wrote the memorandum in 1965 when the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic, as it was known then, was under the rule of the Soviet-backed Communist Party of Czechoslovakia. It's remained one of Havel's most popular plays in the 50 years since, and actor Rich Espy explains why.
I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to, that we go to work and we have these great ideals about how we want things to run and how the kind of difference we want to make in the world, and then real life intervenes and all of a sudden it's not quite as easy to achieve what it is that we set out to achieve.
Single Carrot Theater's production The Memo opens April 2nd and runs through April 27th. Single Carrot is at 2600 North Howard Street, and details are online at singlecarrot.com. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Henkin.